Today marks a day where we dive into a new series. Well, I entitled this series Elements. We're going to look at six natural elements, God created elements in the world to help you be reminded of why we exist. This is a series about our mission, the mission of God. And we have to lay this foundation. And today's message, I'll give you an advance warning, isn't particularly like, oh, wow. Today's message is to cause you to want to know more the next 5 weeks. It's a big overview. I lay the foundation. My role today is to present before you a plate of appetizers that then next week and the following five, you dive into the entree. Do you understand? That's the goal. So if you feel a little bit, well, it was kind of okay today, because there's better to come, all right? Stick with me on that. And so every year at this time of year, we want to teach all of us and remind us, why do we exist? What is the mission God has us on? In fact, it's the same mission that everybody of Christ is on. But it also relates to, why do you exist? What's your meaning? What's your purpose? What's your destiny? Why are you here? Why are we here? Why was I even born in the first place? Core questions that every human being asks at some point. So it's a series about us as Grace Community Church, but it's a series about you. Very, very much so. It's really, really important. Key questions: why do we exist? What are we here for? What is my purpose? What is our purpose? I mean, our bookstores are filled with sections called self-help. Because human beings are craving, I need to find myself. You know, I need to get in touch with my inner being. Why are they written? They're not all crazy people. It's because deep in the heart of every human being is this craving, this longing for that question. That's why Ecclesiastes 3 says, he has set eternity in the hearts of man, yet they cannot fathom what God has done. In the core being of every human is there more to life than this? In the core being of every human being is why am I here? What is this all meant to be for? How can I make sense of this? It's right in there. At the core dwelling of I feel lonely, I feel broken, I feel whatever it is, that's all related to that core existence. Why am I here? What am I here for? What's really all this about? So that's what this series is about. I'm going to answer these questions today. Why do we exist as a church? In other words, why do you? I'm going to dive into who we are. In other words, who I am. Who you are, and then go to what is it therefore that we do? What do I do? If I focus in doing without the why, then I rephrase my existence. That makes me a human doing. But I'm a human being, so who I am is more important than what I do. But if I do out of the identity of who I am, then what I do has real meaning. And if I do because of who I am, because I've discovered why I exist and who created me, then all of a sudden I've gone from this is why I exist, this is therefore who I am, this is therefore what I do, it all makes sense. But if I focus on this way, just on what I do, I'll always feel unfulfilled. I'll always feel there's maybe more to this. Or I might dive into things that ultimately cause me to almost feel like I lose my soul. Turn to Colossians 1:16. There's a few scriptures today just to lay the foundation for all this. This isn't the main one, but the main one will be the Great Commission and the Great Commandment. But Colossians 1, verse 16, I'll start with verse 15. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. That's Jesus. This is who he is. Now we carry on. For by him, all things were created. Things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. Here we go. All things were created by him and for him. Let me let you into a little bit of inside information. The word all, it means all. I think that includes you, yeah? Everything was created by him. But don't just say that, for him. You see, on the answer to the supreme question of why do I exist? Why do we exist? Here's the deal. I was created by him for him. I was made by God for God. And then therefore God said, and I was saved by God, my salvation, my redemption, my forgiveness, my justification, my restoration by God. But here's the why. We go, I'm saved by God and I'm then called by God. Saved and called, made by him and for him. My whole existence, humanity's existence, is to bring glory to God. That's their existence. Now, the how do we bring glory to God is what the mission of God is, which will be revealed in the Great Commission and Great Commandment we'll dive to in a minute. Without going there, Matthew 16, the reference is on the screen, but it talks about what would it profit a man if he gains his whole life but loses his soul. Do you see this? There are so many people, and I'll just say this, so often even as believers, we focus in on the wrong things. We major on minor things. We get all bound up and wound up about things, even happening in the church, which really in the grand scheme of things aren't that big a deal. We focus in all different kinds of preferences and everything else. We spend more time gossiping than we do building up. We just do it. We seem to go to the default setting of losers instead of joyful children of God. And there's a reality that says, hey, if we focus in and we totally are locked in on why we exist, and we frame our whole world, our own individual lives and collective lives around the mission of God, I tell you this, everything changes. Like, everything changes. What would it profit a man to gain his whole life yet forfeit his soul? I've even seen, and we've all seen, haven't we? We've seen even people who've been following Jesus crash by the wayside. And the cause of that, more often than not, yes, is a spiritual battle, but we've been emphasizing things that God said they are minor issues. Focus on the things that matter most. So the mission of God is to bring glory to him. Now, let's break this down. The mission that God's called his people to all over the world is the same. It's never changing. He has declared his mission. It's not a secret code. Now, a vision of a local church is all about how we are part of fulfilling that mission. But the mission of God, God has established. He's established, bring glory to him, but this is what your mission is. This is your mission. How we achieve it, the methods and the vision can change. They need to change. They need to change culturally, contextually, historically, as things change, as we do. Jesus changed his methods in all kinds of different ways. The Apostle Paul spoke in different ways to different people in different circumstances, but he was all pointing on the same mission. That's why today we can be unified on the mission, and how you apply God's mission is this calling that God's put on you, and that fires me up. So, what is our mission? What is my mission? Rephrased, how can I, Des, bring glory to God? Fill in the blank. How can I, your name, bring glory to God? How can we as Grace Community Church bring glory to God? That's got to be the driving question as leaders. We are here to bring glory to God. How do we do that? And he's revealed some of the hows. And so I've taken this idea, this theme of elements, because even though we do a series like this each year, and as of next week for the next five, we dig deeper into each one of these five. We'll have little survey cards, anonymous, for you to check where are you right now, because we need to assess the health of us as a body. But I've added this year something. I wanted to add it because it's too important, because we learn different ways. Some of you learn orally. Some of you learn visually. Some of you learn kinesthetically by doing. I'm going to try my best very much to make sure that everybody somehow, some way can remember the mission of God. And so you know, we are called Grace Community Church. The word grace, G-R-A-C-E, fits perfectly with the mission of God. And we have these words, grow, reach, adore, connect, engage. I'll teach them in a minute. I'm going to add in the five elements that blend to each one. Because then you'll see these elements in the natural world, and they'll remind you of why we exist. So we have grow, reach, adore, connect, engage. And we have earth, wind, fire, water, wood. Translation, I've been here for 2 years now. Rather than earth, wind, fire, water, and wood, we have earth, wind, fire, water, wood. I've been working on that. I'm quite impressed. Anyway, no. Hey, anything to help you remember. If it's humor, I'll use it. So here we go. God revealed his mission for his people. He revealed it through the Great Commandment and the Great Commission. So the Great Commandment, both found in Matthew and in the book of Mark. And it says this: love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. And the second is like it: love your neighbor as yourself. The Matthew text says, all the law and the prophets hang on these two things. In other words, love God and love others with everything. The rest is detail. If we focus on that, the rest is detail. But the problem is we focus on the detail and take our eyes off the Great Commandment. This is what I've called you to be and to do. What does that look like for our five bold statements on a mission of God? To love God is to worship him. And here at Grace, the G-R-A-C, that's that large digit, adore God passionately in worship. That's what we're called to do. Now, with the element I want to reveal in this series is the element for worship, adore, is fire. It's fire. Whenever you think of the word passion, fire's connected. Flaming hot passion and fire for God in worship. Not tepid, cool, but red hot fire people loving God with everything. And then he goes on and says, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love others. That whole area of loving others. Love is a verb. It's a doing word. I cannot love others just by feeling it. Oh, I love them. They have to experience that. Therefore, I need to be engaged in that. Therefore, I have to serve. Serving is at the core heart of anybody who's a follower of Jesus. If you were just attending a local church, just attending, I'm going to say you're a consumer. And you're not consumed. King David said, zeal for your house consumes me. Woo! Crikey. Woo! Zeal for your house consumes me. Pretty amazing. And yet we are here to serve, and so our word for serve is engage, and the element we'll look at for serving and engaging is wood. Why wood? Because wood can be, in the hands of a master craftsman, can be molded and shaped and chiseled and carved to be exactly what the Lord needs in that place. It's almost like if we were one big puzzle, he crafts the piece and shape that I am to fit. Lord, shape me. I've been shaped for your purpose, to serve you. What skills and gifts have you given me that is unique that I can bring to the body of Christ and your kingdom in this city, in this nation, and all over the world, if that's where he wants to take us? Now, the Great Commission is, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. It's what Jesus said. Whoo! Jesus is there in front of his disciples. Hey, guys, all authority in heaven and on earth, it's right here. Therefore, okay, Jesus, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And I'll be with you always, even to the end of the age. So there's this great commandment. Now this great commission picks out three others. We've already had worship and serving. And so now he dives in and he says, hey, go. Well, that's clearly evangelism. Go. Go and make disciples of all nations. Go and reveal my gospel to more people. Go and cause other people to become fully devoted followers of Jesus. Go. In the same way that I called you, Jesus is saying in Matthew 4:19, hey, come follow me, guys, and I'm going to make you into fishers of men. This is why I'm sending you on that same commission. Now go. And our word at Grace here for go is reach. We need to reach intentionally people for Christ. We need to intentionally be reaching unreached people, because the overwhelming vast majority of people in this valley are not following Jesus. It's 84% at least. Go and reach. Our element for reach is wind. Jesus says, go. It blows you somewhere. And he blows people into your sphere, into your world, and he does it. Wind is so much like the breath of God, the pneuma, the ruach of God, that very breath of God that is filling you, that blows you into places. That reach is so good. I'll lean into it in a little bit. And then we have, and now teach them to obey. Teach them to observe everything I've commanded you. This word discipleship, let me just say this. It isn't about information. Bible study is not about information. Spiritual disciplines aren't about duty and religion. Discipleship is all about transformation, not information. And so here at Grace, the word grow richly in our walk with Jesus is about us becoming more like Jesus. It's about our transformation. It isn't learning theology and learning the Bible just so I know more. You could know it, but are you being changed by it? Is it transforming you? So what is the condition of my soil? So our word for grow is going to be earth. This is next week. This image of earth, and then that will change out week after week. It'll go, so we'll go from earth, wind, fire, water, wood. Now, here we go. You ready, class? Get your hands out. Ready? Time to do some physical learning. Okay? We're going to speak, and we're going to do. All right? So with your right hand, you start with your pinky, all right, your little finger, and in a minute we'll declare out loud like this. Grow, reach, adore. Adore is the big one. Do you see that? Grow, reach, adore, connect, engage. There's the five. Grow, reach, adore, connect. We'll shout them out together, and we'll do that. And then, when we've done that a few times, we'll go to this hand, and we'll go earth, wind, fire, water, wood. All right? We'll be good. Okay? I'm doing this because it matters so much. It's simplistic. It seems a little bit, this isn't very deep and rich. Yes, but this is how we exist. This is why we exist. I don't care what age you are. So with me, are you ready? We're going to start with grow, reach, adore, connect, engage. Together now, and grow, louder, again, grow, louder, again, okay, faster, grow, reach, adore, connect, two more, grow, reach, one more, loud, grow, reach, adore, connect, good job, now, this side now, the elements, okay. How do you learn anything? You have to kind of do, and it's important. Now, the elements that relate to these. Grow relates to earth. Reach relates to wind. Adore relates to fire. I'm a little confused then. Connect relates to water in this river. That's going to be so good that week. And then serving, engage, relates to wood. I mean, earth, wind, fire, water, wood. Are you ready? Earth, wind, fire, water, wood. And together, and earth, wind, fire, water, wood. Earth, wind, fire, water, wood. Earth, wind, fire. Two more quicker. Earth, wind, fire, water. One more. Earth, wind, fire, water, wood. Good. Okay, nearly there. One more little thing to help you. Okay. All right. So, now what you have is ultimately you'll go, grow an earth, reach and wind, adore and fire, connect and water, engage and wood. And wherever you go in and around your world, you're going to see the earth. It's a little brown here sometimes, but it's all around Even Campus. You're going to see it to remind you. What about you? Are you growing richly in your walk with Jesus? Let me just dive into some of that. I wrote this down, and I felt compelled teaching this. I think, oh, what about you, Des? And here's the deal. Des, your existence is to bring glory to God. Des, you bring glory to God by becoming like Jesus when you grow. What's the condition of your soil? Des, you bring glory to God by telling others about Him. Are you being blown by God and His wind in reaching? Des, you bring glory to God by passionately worshiping Him. Is your worship on fire? Des, you bring glory to God by loving other believers in the family of Christ, not gossiping about them, not, you know, I don't like them. By loving other members in the body of Christ, you connect with them and you're in the same river, that water. There's diversity in a river, but I'm in the river of God. And Des, you bring glory to God when you serve others like Jesus did, when you engage with His world in His church, and you allow God to shape you and craft you like a piece of wood. So what are you living for? Why do you exist? Are you trying to find fulfillment in life apart from the mission of God? You see, you can fulfill the mission of God in whatever career or occupation or season of life that you're in. It's not dependent on that. You are on God's mission no matter where He places you. You're on His mission. So let me lean in a little bit. So why do we exist? We exist to grow in the earth and richly. But then I thought, this is more than this. Me growing in my walk with Jesus is about me being transformed. Therefore, I exist. What I do is I am here to inspire and enable other people to grow. Not because I'm the pastor. I mean you as well. That's you as well. You exist to grow richly like Jesus. You are here. Your identity is being transformed by Jesus. But you do. This is what you do. You are here to inspire and enable other people to be transformed by Jesus. It's not, oh, just feed me. I need more information. That's not discipleship. Discipleship isn't just more information and classes. Discipleship is learning in such a way that I am transformed. Transformed. When we talk about the wind and reaching intentionally, it's about me being moved by God. Discipleship is being transformed. Evangelism is me being moved by God. And I am here to inspire and enable other people to reach others. You're coming to contact people I never will. God's placed you in different environments, in different times. Do you live your life in such a way that the Spirit of God is blowing people in and around you? Blowing them. His wind is moving. Changes the mindset. Evangelism isn't a program. It's a movement of God. When we talk about adoring passionately and this fire, it is all about being consumed. Being consumed. It's so good. It's so important. You see, when I walked my dog this morning, I was able to worship God and kind of be consumed, but it's nothing like with God's people. All on my own, and even in the car, I can have my moments. But it's nothing like being in the house of God with God's people and worshiping. It's like, yes. It's like this morning when the young people all come down the front here. It's like, yes. You guys just need to be more on fire. Just saying. More on fire. Okay? Some of the people here, cold as ice. Cold as ice. They need a lot of defrosting. They'll only be defrosted when we turn the heat up. you get to charge the atmosphere, you get to quite literally change the future by being worshippers of Jesus. I'm picking on you because I'm deeply passionate for you. If we can be a body of just crazy, consumed worshippers of Jesus, look out, world. For all of us, what's the temperature of your worship like? Being consumed. We've got a celebration night coming up on August 27th here at night. We'll be baptizing people that night. We'll be celebrating all that God's done. We'll be engaging and hearing from some of our global outreach workers. Oh, in your bulletin, we've got a couple of nights coming up. Some of our global outreach workers are back in town and they're having nights to share because they've been blown by God to the uttermost parts of the earth. They've been blown by God to another nation. Are you open for that calling? And to go and to hear and to be inspired by them is important. And part of that celebration night is quite simply a night where we get to come together and to spend more time in worship, to set ourselves on fire for God, than people can come and see us burn. That's important to those nights, not to be missed. Like every single one of young people, if some of you are not here, we're going to come to your house and get you. That night's important. We get to celebrate and do all of that. Now, moving on. Water, connecting authentically. That's all about being drenched in his family. Baptism is such a beautiful symbol of becoming part of the family of God. Dying to self, being risen in Christ, and embraced into his community. Are you drenched in the family of God? Some of you maybe are still attending, not fully connecting. We've provided different ways for you to get connected. We who are at Grace Now, we exist to be connectors. One of the best ways to get to know people, you can't get to know all the thousands of people here, but you can get to know a few. And so we've got smaller gatherings. Life groups are really launching. We're starting new life groups all the time. Out on the porch today, if you need to get connected into a smaller group of people, life groups are an awesome way to do that. Get out on the porch today and sign up and engage. Ooh, but who with? They may be weird people. So look in a mirror. Get connected. It's important, isn't it? Okay? It's okay. Jesus had 12. Really, he had 3 close friends. Peter, James, and John. Oh, I don't know everybody at Grace. Really? God's just placing you in a family community. Get to connected with some, and you connect together in an amazing way. And then the other one is on engage wholeheartedly. This is about me being crafted. So I go from being transformed, I go into being moved, then I go into being consumed, then being drenched, and then being crafted on for God because I was made by God. Before I finish this morning, I want to lean into something really important. You could still miss out and you could still focus on, oh, these are the things I am to do. I am to do discipleship, do evangelism, do worship, do community, and do serving. Yes, but if that's where your focus is, you've missed it. Your sole purpose and existence on the mission of God is to embrace the reality you are made by him and for him. So it starts with your identity in him. Your fulfillment in life is always bound by what God has done for you. You can start in the wrong place. Yesterday, me and there was 10 of us, and we went up to a place for the second time in a month on this hike. It's got Wet Beaver Creek, and there's a waterhole 3.5 miles in called The Crack, where you jump off what looks like 3,000 feet into deep water, although it was pretty murky and you couldn't see it. It's not 3,000 feet. It's probably about 20 or something, but it's still pretty high. You take a 3.5-mile hike in, you jump in, and it's very, very cold, and you do all that. And we had teenagers with us, and they were leading the way. But here's the thing. When we went there 4 weeks ago, we got the GPS on the phone, and we landed in Wet Beaver Creek parking lot. We parked up. We emptied all the car. There was 2 cars. We emptied all our things, got our backpacks on, got ready, and then I went to the guy who let us in, and we paid our $10 to, and I said, hey, so which way is it, like, to the creek and to what's called the crack? And he went, oh, you can't get there from here. Here's a phrase. You cannot get there from here. You've got to get back in and drive like a quarter of a mile, that was all. Just back north to a different parking lot. And from there, take the trail, you'll get to where you need to be. And it just reminded me, I thought, I get it. Some of you in life need to realize that. You're never going to get there from where you are right now. You're not going to get there. You're going to get back in your car and go to the place that God originally intended for you. You see, no self-help book and no finding yourself moment is ever going to get you to where you need to be. You're starting in the wrong place. You're in the wrong parking lot. Time to get back in the car and surrender and say, Jesus, you take the wheel. You take the wheel and you take me to the place where I need to be. And so that returning to God is quite literally this. When you return to Him, you end up that you can be on your life and the destination is heaven and His fullness, and you'll never get there if you're in the wrong parking lot. You'll never get there from here. We were only a quarter of a mile away, but it was the complete opposite side of this canyon. We would never have got there. And we drove up. Here's the good news. The parking lot we were in originally, I had to pay $10 for. The parking lot for the one we really wanted was free. Woo! I'm thinking, what? How good is God in teaching us? You see, you're saved by grace. He's paid for it. He's paid for it. For it is by grace that you've been saved through faith. And it's not of yourselves. It's a gift from God. It's not by all your works and doing. So that no man would boast, the focus is there. And so today is this opportunity for you return to grace. And when you return to grace, you join His mission of grow, reach, adore, connect, engage. When you return to grace, the mission of God is illustrated by elements of earth, wind, fire, water, wood. Because He declared it in His great commandment and His great commission. The reason humanity exists, we were made by Him, for Him, to bring glory to God. As I shared a few months ago, when Johann Sebastian Bach would compose every piece of music, he wrote SDG in the corner of every piece, Soli Deo Gloria, to the glory of God alone. To the glory of God alone, that's your existence. To the glory of God alone. So this morning, one of the greatest things you can do is just take that Connect card. And on it, it even says, today I decided to follow Jesus for the first time. I need to get out of the wrong parking lot. And I'm trying to pay my way. I'm trying to earn my way. I'm trying to self-help my way to my identity, my salvation, my forgiveness, my restoration, my brokenness, my loneliness. I'm trying to pay and sort it out myself. Wrong parking lot. Today's a day you surrender and acknowledge that Jesus came. He gave His life for you. He paid the price on the cross. And the tomb is still empty. That gives you the greatest power of the resurrection in your life. That quite literally dead things get brought to life again. Now and for all eternity. So today that's what you do. Or maybe you need to renew that commitment to Christ. Because you know that. But you recognize you're in the wrong parking lot. You're walking and you're not getting to where God wants you to be. U-turn. That's repentance. U-turn. Come back to God's original intention for your life and join Him on His mission. And your identity as a grower and a reacher and an adorer and a connector and an engager, you'll find meaning and purpose and fulfillment. But it's all because you know why you exist and who you are that causes you doing what you do. It's so important. So these elements, I've brought this series up because they're all around you. to remind you of why you exist, to remind you of your purpose, to remind you of your meaning, because we so easily get distracted. What's keeping you awake at night? Every ministry, every church should be doing all five of these things. And when churches overemphasize one over the other, they get out of whack. And they miss the mission of God and the calling of God. All five are so important to bring Him glory. And so today, I simply want to recognize this. Some of you have come in here today, and you've got pain, and you've got barriers, and there's obstacles, and you do want to follow fully with God, but some things right now are consuming you. And to help you be consumed by God, they're consuming you. We are here. When we say we love one another, that's what we need to do. And so during the last song and after the last song, the two corner areas where the steps are, we have prayer warriors here for you. And you simply need to come out from there and say, hey, on my own, it's not working. Will you pray with me? You don't have to unburden your whole soul. We're here more than that. But we can pray together for you in that brokenness, in that pain. And maybe it's because your desire is to follow Jesus. Maybe bring that orange card out. For some of you, at the very least, that orange card needs to leave your hands. Give it to a prayer partner or give it in at the welcome counter at the back. The pastors are out on the porch every week, myself and Mark and Tony. We're out there. But it's an action to take place. But for the rest of us today, being called on His mission, and we'll spend 5 weeks digging deeper on earth, wind, fire, water, wood, I want to end this morning with it's a great song. And it declares the gospel, and it's just got so much victory in it. So much victory. Do you know, I think you should come into the house of God and you should smile. And if you come in with a long face, you should go out with a joyous face. You know, you really should. Because it gets things into divine order. And so we're going to sing Glorious Day. And the verses describe so much, and the bridge is the gospel, you know, and I was buried beneath my shame. Who could carry this kind of weight? That was my tomb till I met you. Oh, into His glorious day. You know what His glorious day is? Yes, it's His return, but until that day, we're on His mission for His purpose. And for some phenomenal heavenly reason, He entrusts His mission with basic, make it up as we go along people who are just surrendered to following Him. Young people, when you get out your seats and you come down, come to this middle section. Then people can come out for prayer down here, down these aisles. Come down here. Lead the charge. But may this be your declaration of Jesus. Today, I draw a line and I say, I exist to bring glory to God. I was made by you and I'm made for you. And I'm going to choose this day to give my life to you. Lord, I will declare in my life that I love you with all my heart, soul, strength, and mind. And I love my neighbor as myself. I will declare that my life will reflect that you said go. I'm going to go and make disciples of all nations. I'm going to be part of baptizing them into the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. I'm going to belong and part of teaching them to obey everything you commanded, because His words brought hope and life and meaning and forgiveness and joy and salvation and eternity. So I'm in that game. That's why I exist, to bring glory to God. Are we tracking? Are we tracking? Good. Stand up. Stand up. Young people, get out here. If you're young at heart, you can join them. If some of them are being a bit passive, get alongside them. Come on, we can do better than that. You know, it's just something about this area. Just move across here a bit. Just make the aisles free so people can come out for prayer. The prayer team will be down here to the right and to the left. If you've got pain, you've got brokenness, don't leave with it. Bring it out. Let's pray for breakthrough for all of that. Next week, we dive into what it is to grow richly in our walk with Jesus, to embrace His earth. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We are going to give you praise now. We're going to run into your glorious day. We're going to declare how awesome you are, and may it fuel our bones. So right now, Lord, I know we're going to worship you. So set us on fire. May we have fire in our bones, and may our worship cause us to be consumed by you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. See you next week, church.